Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for another 15-minute empowerment where we go through the process of there walking by faith and not by sight. We see the demonstration of God's power in our life because we are going to the place, moving forward to the place that God has called us to, the place that He's commissioned for our life, the journey that He's assigned for our life. And we walk by faith, knowing and trusting God that as we believe Him and as we apply the word of truth, we will see change in our life, we will see empowerment, we will see fruit, we will see spiritual growth and maturity. And many lives will be saved, touched, delivered, set free by the life and the light that we live. This place that God has called us to is not a place that we've chosen for ourselves, but God chooses unlikely people. And He chooses unlikely people because He calls them for His purpose and His plan. And He chooses people that everybody else has rejected or everybody else can't see who they are. And He chose us before the foundations of the earth to be His. And it's a wonderful thing because when God chooses you and you agree to Him and you say yes to Him by receiving His Son, He begins to take your life and transform it and use it for His glory. And the glory that is seen in you through Him, through the blood of Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, does not compare to anything else on this earth because God is pleased. Someone is delivered. Someone is saved. Someone received hope. Someone received love, life, and it is amazing. We've been looking at individual people in the Bible, not seeing them as superhuman Christians, but seeing them as everyday individuals that God has chosen and called for His purpose and His plan. And as we see them, we see their lives as them not always doing what is best, not always making the right decisions, not always following the plan and purpose of God, but because God has chosen that person, that tribe, that nation, because He's called and chosen them, it doesn't refute the word because they fail. God covers the multitudes of their sins, and He uses them even in spite of themselves to perform what He wants. And it's the same thing with us. In spite of ourselves, grace has called us. God's grace has covered us, and He is making sure that His will is done in our lives, and the evidence of who He is seen in our lives, despite our own selves. So it is amazing. We started on yesterday and last week speaking about the process, and this process we're dealing with how we see ourselves. And we started talking yesterday about Samuel and how he was the least tribe, the smallest tribe, that he was the tribe that everyone else kind of looked down on. But he was at a disadvantage. And at his disadvantage, he was chosen by God. And he saw himself as what everyone else said concerning him. And how we know this is because when it comes to David, and David goes and he begins to fight Goliath, it tells us that no other man would go out and meet Goliath but David. Even though Saul was taller than any of the other men, when you look at Saul in the Bible and you see that he was a tall stature, a handsome man, but yet when he goes, because his sight hasn't changed, because his mindset hasn't changed, even though he's received the place and the position and the authority of kingship, he has not changed his mindset of how he sees himself. He has not changed the insecurities of his life. He has not changed how he sees himself, even though God has called him to be an authority, called him to be the king. He still sees himself as the lesser. He still sees himself as a disadvantage. And how we know this is because he always goes for the praise of the people instead of God and what God has commanded. And Saul, throughout his reign as king, it is what the people want. It's what the people's opinion is. Even when God gives a command to Samuel to tell him to go into the enemy's camp and kill everything, because the people tell him that we can save these animals for sacrifice. We can save these people, the slaves and the women and the children. When God told him to kill everything, it was always according to what the people wanted. And that was his sin, because he never saw himself in the measure of what God saw him and what God told him. He always saw himself as less than, at a disadvantage. And we have to be very, very careful that as we become and we walk into and as we're growing, because we're a work in process, that we always allow God to renew our mind, to cause us to see ourselves in the eyesight of who He is and not in the eyesight of our past, of our failures, of our mistakes, of our low self-esteem, of the bad choices that we make, or the things that change and altered lives. We can't see ourselves in that way. We can no longer see ourselves in the eyes of Leah. Leah, who was one of Jacob's wives, the first wife that he married, Rachel's sister, saw herself with weak eyes. She always saw herself in the light of trying to please and honor a man that what she wanted to love her. And she always saw herself as less than, because her name even meant that her eyes were weak. So she saw herself through eyes that were weak. She saw herself through eyes that could not capture or hold who she really was, because she always was looking at herself through the eyes of other people's opinion. You have to be very careful that you don't do that, that you see yourself in the eyes of the Lord. Now, I'm not saying that we're never supposed to go to the mirror of the Word and say, okay, God, change me from the things that needs to be changed. But there is a difference from wanting to be changed and still living in a place, in a position, and a path that limits you and hinders you from becoming and embracing all that God says. Living in a path is living in a place of stalemate, living in a place of dead works, living in a place where nothing is moving. It's a place where everything around you is the same at all times, and nothing good is flowing in and nothing is going out. You're holding on to something that cannot be changed in the present place that you're in. So if you let it go, if you grab what God says, if you see what God says about you, if you believe His report and embrace it and allow His healing to go in and heal your mind and your emotions and even break off of your past, because the Word of God lets us know that we are dead, that we died with Christ Jesus and rose in Him, a new creature. Behold, all things are new. They're new. The same way we receive a new mercy and a new grace every morning. We love that we have a new opportunity, a new day, another opportunity to give God glory, to do it for His glory, to live for Him, to be the example, to be the light. We love that. Well, it's the same thing with letting go of the things that keep us from becoming and embracing what God says. Behold, all things are new. I am new. And regardless of my mistakes in my past, regardless of my failure, regardless of how I was treated, regardless of who didn't love me, or just receive me, or understand me, or know who I was, or celebrate me, or give me what I needed. Regardless of that, in the eyes of God, when I see myself as He sees me, and I see myself progressively becoming as He is. I'm letting go of those things that are behind me and embracing the Word of God, the will of God, the power and the authority of God that is for me this very moment, for my life, taking me and shaping me and thrusting me into the place of promise and possession. You cannot see yourself and live in a place where you're always looking at yourself in small eyes. Saul could not see himself than anything else than a disadvantage. He could not see himself as the king that God had called him to. He could not see himself as the man of God who was over a nation and that had the power to shape that nation into what God says. He could not see himself beyond what everybody saw him as before he became king, the smallest tribe, at a disadvantage. See yourself even greater than that. Because even though God blessed him, even though God established him and settled him in that place of his authority, it was not enough. Because he still lived for the praise of people, the accolades of people, instead of God's approval. Because when you have God's approval, it doesn't matter who says you're great, who says you're wonderful. If you've got the approval of God, if you've got the yes of God, if God is saying, I'm satisfied with you, that's all you need. Because you can go out and do wondrous things, and people can give you praise, and they can say you're wonderful, they can write your name in lights. But if God doesn't look at what you're doing and say, I approve of it, and I love what you're doing, and I'm setting my love on, and you pleased me, and you brought me glory, then it's all in vain. When I live, how I live, when I preach, when I sing, when I encourage, when I prophesy, I'm always going back to the Holy Spirit, back to God and say, did I please you? Was this your will? Did I do it the way you said? And if I didn't do it with everything, or if I missed it in some way, I'm going to it and I'm saying, forgive me. Thank you for the grace that covers me. And God, let me grow up even more. Let me trust you even more. Let me believe you and stand on your word even more. Let me lean not to my own understanding even more and trust you in all of my ways, that you might be glorified, that your will might be done, that you might look at me and see the investment and the deposit of life and see the return of what you're giving and have given me, growing and increasing steadily. That's what you have to do. We cannot live in a place, in a state that does not glorify God, that does not see, we do not see ourselves as God sees us, that we're living less than. That's like, as I've heard someone else say, that that's like actually being in the king's house, but living outside the door or living outside the gates. Less than, as a beggar, as someone who's beneath the privileges of what's been given to them. You have been called and chosen by God. And if he's chosen and called you, it does not matter what people have said in your past or your mistakes is. Grab a new vision. See yourself in the eyes and the likeness of what God says, and see yourself in the strength of what God has said. And as you do, you'll be able to accomplish all that God says, all that God promises. God said, Saul up, and when he went to the place of Rachel's sepulcher, God allowed his power and his authority to come in and give Saul what he could not give to himself, which was blessings, supernatural blessings. He set him up for supernatural blessings to reassure him and to back him and what God had called him to. If you look at the chapter, the ninth chapter, you start to see in that chapter, God blesses him and he increases him, and it's blessing after blessing after blessing. God was assuring him that he was with him and that he was for him. When you don't have that assurance, then you'll go around seeking the praise of people. But I'm reminded of Joseph. Joseph knew who he was, regardless of the position where he was. When he was in his father's house, he still knew who he was. When he was in Potiphar's house, he knew who he was. When he was in the king, he knew who he was. When he was in Pharaoh's house, he still knew who he was. He didn't allow the circumstance to make him feel or receive an attitude or a mindset that made him less than what God had said. He understood that the word of God and the assignment of God gave him confidence about who he was in God and what he was going to do. And you've got to get that type of confidence and knowing that if God has said it concerning you, if God has established it in the heavens as his word is, what you shall be, what you will be, and what he would use you as, then it doesn't matter what you look like now. It doesn't matter the pit that you've been in. It does not matter even the prison that you've been in, whether it's been mentally, emotionally, financially, physically, whatever it's been. If he has set you free, if the king has set you free, then you are free indeed. And the word of God and the promises of God for your life are yes and amen. And they will manifest in your life. Believe the report of the Lord. For the report of the Lord is greater. It stands, it remains forever. His report for your life is the foundation of everything that Jesus has done, God has accomplished through Jesus for your life. And if he's done that, if he saved you, if he has redeemed your life, surely able to raise you up and let you look and see yourself as he sees you, as he's called you, no matter what the circumstances. Do not see yourself as small. Do not see yourself at a disadvantage. Your disadvantage is actually the forefront of God blessing you and setting you up for a greater place, a greater release, a greater discovery of who you are. I'm Pastor Cheryl Faxon, and thank you so much for joining me for this 15 minutes of empowerment on Favor Life, the process of there. I pray that you've been blessed and that you've been encouraged and that you grab a hold to the word of God concerning your life. Be blessed, and we'll see you here tomorrow at the same time. God bless you.